Mars has called on all political stakeholders to support peaceful, free and fair elections ahead of August 15th general elections. In a statement issued by Lars President Andrew Kaluva, the association condemned acts of violence that have characterized the nomination process, describing them as unlawful and a threat to Zambia's democratic values. Lars says political violence not only undermines constitutional rights, but also risks damaging the credibility of the electoral process. The association has since urged political parties, candidates and supporters to strictly adhere to the electoral code of conduct and avoid acts of violence and other electoral malpractices during campaigns. Lars has further called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure violence-free, fair and credible elections in accordance with its constitutional mandate. The association says the commission should promote dialogue among stakeholders and fairly enforce electoral laws to safeguard the integrity of the electoral process. Lars has also appealed to all Zambians to jealously guard the country's peace and refrain from engaging violence and hate speech during the campaign period. The association says that Zambia must build its reputation as a beacon of peace through successful peaceful elections, and that the traditional must be protected by all stakeholders. And Zambian National Women's Lobby Executive Director Gordon Chibinga says the low representation in the past elections and adoption shows that the structural challenges women continue to face in political participation. He notes that while political parties have made pronouncements to gender balance, the number of women elected as members of parliament and councillors has remained low. He identified the women's limited presence in political party leadership as key obstacle, stating that most adoption committees are dominated by men. He says the male-dominated setup during nomination often leaves women out when candidates are selected.
One of the challenges comes in women not occupying political party leadership positions. So you find that even when the adoptions are happening, most of the adoption committees are dominated by men, and naturally the women seem to be left out. So we're looking at a situation whereby within political parties, women can also hold leadership positions within the main bodies, so that even when it comes to adoptions, we can have women on the panel of adoptions so that they can also consider adopting fellow women. So I think we're just looking forward to see how political parties will nominate the women.
The Tonse Pamozi Alliance has successfully filed in nomination papers for all 29 parliamentary seats in Eastern Province. The alliance has also fielded in 15 district council chairperson positions to contest the August 13th election. Tonse Alliance chairperson Maxson Nkoma also said 188 local government candidates will contest the election across the region. Mr. Nkoma has thanked the Tonse Alliance Alliance members across the province for the commitment, unity and hard work demonstrated throughout the nomination process. He says the achievement did not come easily, but through collective dedication, cooperation and strong leadership from all provincial, district, constituency, ward, branch and section officials, credible candidates were selected. Mr. Nkoma says the alliance also consulted the traditional, church and local leadership to field credible, capable and competitive candidates who are ready to serve the people diligently. He commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for conducting the nomination in a professional, impartial and transparent manner throughout the province. Mr. Nkoma is hopeful and prayerful that the commission will continue the same path of fairness and neutrality as the country approaches the general elections.
wishes to sincerely thank all Alliance members across the province for the commitment, unity and hard work demonstrated throughout the nomination process. Allow me to report back to the nation that the Alliance has successfully fielded candidates in all 29 in Eastern Province, 15 district council chairpersons position and 188 ward councillors across Eastern Province. This achievement did not come easily, however, through collective dedication, cooperation and strong leadership from all provincial, district, constituents, branch, section, in consultation with traditional leaders, the church and local leadership, we were able to accomplish this important milestone together.
Energy expert Engineer Boniface Zulu says that generation, transmission and distribution of electricity are expensive and Zambia cannot sustain universal access without cost-reflective tariffs. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Engineer Zulu noted that for decades, politicians have presented electricity as cheap and limitless, but the narrative does not match the reality of production and delivery costs. Engineer Zulu argues that every party manifesto must be embedded on a cost-reflective tariffs to ensure utilities remain resilient and cannot reinvest in infrastructure. He added that candidates should explain clearly that subsidies should be targeted to hospitals, schools, police stations and vulnerable households, not applied across the board. He cautioned against misleading pledges to deliver cheap electricity for all or fleece fuel prices, saying such promises erode public trust and weaken the energy sector. Engineer Zulu urged the candidates to adopt a progressive realism by acknowledging challenges and presenting achievable steps, including tariff reforms, within the first 2 years, backed by transparent communication. He stressed that energy policy must be framed as a national survival strategy, not just a campaign slogan, because energy is about sovereignty, dignity and the survival of the nation.
Of course, all politicians in their manifesto must include cost-reflective tariffs to be embedded in every manifesto. This means that tariffs that reflect the actual cost of production and delivering of power, ensuring utilities remain sovereign as well as can reinvest in infrastructure. Then, of course, candidates should explain clearly to citizens that subsidies can only be targeted for hospitals, schools, police stations and vulnerable households, not across the board.
The Zambia Police Service has apprehended 27 suspected prohibited immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals in Mongolia during an intelligence-led operation on May 22, 2026. In a statement issued by Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi, the operation was triggered by a tip from a community members about a white Toyota Hiace Quantum transporting illegal immigrants along Mungule Kembe Road. Mr. Chilabi stated that police found the vehicle abandoned after the driver and another male passenger fled into nearby bush upon spotting the officers. He says a search of the vehicle revealed 27 males aged between 15 and 30 years old who are believed to be Ethiopian nationals. Mr. Chilabi noted that investigations have begun and efforts are underway to arrest the driver and the other suspect who escaped. He adds that the Department of Immigration has been engaged for joint investigations and screening while minors are being handled under the Children's Court Act No. 12 of 2022, which support from the Department of Social Welfare. Mr. Chilabi commended members of the public for their vigilance and urged their continued cooperation with law enforcement to combat crime.
A search of the vehicle led to the discovery of 27 male individuals aged between 15 and 30, believed to be Ethiopian nationals, who were found inside the motor vehicle. Investigations into the matter have been instituted. The suspects are in custody and efforts to apprehend the driver and the other suspect who fled are ongoing. The Department of Immigration has been engaged to facilitate joint investigations and screening procedures. The children are being kept in line with provisions of the Children's Code Act No. 12 of 2022, and the Department of Social Welfare has also been engaged. The Zambia Police Service commends members of the public for their vigilance and cooperation, which continue to play an important role in combating crime. Members of the public are encouraged to continue providing timely information to law enforcement agencies.
And now, business news. Business news.
Policy analyst Sonduzwayo Duma says Zambia must move away from exporting raw materials and toward finished goods to consistently grow above 6%, stressing that mining alone cannot transform the economy. In an interview with Melinda